This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You can file this in the nonsense news category. You guys remember Sinead O'Connor had the song Nothing Compares to You? Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. That song's old. Wow. Anyway, she's converted to Islam. Ball-headed Irish white chick. Yeah, she's converted to Islam. One of my sisters. I'm 10% Irish.
Irish. Sinead, you've disgraced this girl. Why are you doing this?
Oh, man. You listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Just shifting gears a little bit. We've been talking about this bomb hoax most of the program. We talked about nationalism. We talked about civility. And supposedly white people being afraid of non-whites in America. Let me tell you, I don't know where you can live today where there aren't people of color. I get there's less in Wisconsin, you know, in some little town in Wisconsin than there are in some little town in Georgia. Okay? Less black folks. But pretty much everybody's pretty acclimated to the idea of black folks, Hispanics, Asians, etc. It's not unusual. I remember when I was growing up, I don't remember where I was, but a Chinese restaurant was hard. I mean, it was you rarely found one. It didn't exist. Even Mexican restaurants weren't as prevalent as it. Holy cow. In Arizona, there's a Mexican restaurants outnumber Starbucks. It's like they want to make it to where you don't have to cross the street. You have, you know, Casa de such and such over here, and you got Casa de such and such over here across the street. There's a complex, I'm not lying, there's a complex near Phoenix, Arizona, that's got three Mexican restaurants in it. I'm thinking, dude, somebody ought to open up a Thai or something here just to break the monotony. How many, you know, and by the way, these are good places. These are not, there's no joke in these places. They're good. Food here is amazing. So, you know, we've been culturated in America to a degree that it's like, who cares, man? Sinead O'Connor, if you want to be a Muslim, fine. I remember something about her, and this is going to get a little PG-13, but she made a comment about dating guys. I'm almost positive it was her, and essentially put it out there that she was into alternative sexual methods, proclivities, that would favor let's say gay men. Okay, I'm keeping this as delicate as I can. So, the idea that she's converting to Muslim, you know, to Islam, I'm not surprised. I'm really not. She says, this is to announce I'm proud to become a Muslim. This is October 19th. She explained her new faith is the natural conclusion of any intelligent theologian's journey. So in other words, if you're unintelligent, you're non-Muslim. But if you are intelligent and you've studied it, then you can become a Muslim. All scripture leads to Islam, which makes all other scriptures redundant, she added before revealing that she would henceforth be known by a new name. He says, I will be given another new name. Well, she said, I'll be given a new name, and somebody put another in parentheses because I don't think her name is Sinead or whatever. But you want to know what her new name is, you guys? Have you heard it? Have you heard it? Oh, man. Her new name is Shuhada. Shahada. When I first saw it, it looked like Shadada. 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 You know, like Shadaddy. Shudada. Shudada. Shuhada. It's Shuhada. S-H-U-H-A-D-A. I'm presuming it's not Shahada. Shahada. Shahada it. She hated it. No, it's Shahada. Like, Shahada, she ought to be going over there. She ought to be converting to Christianity. How can you convert to Islam when you ain't even been a Christian, girl? Yeah, Shahada. This is like Rachel Dolezal. Remember, Dolezal got a new name. I didn't even bother remembering it because it was too complicated. You remember it? I don't. You remember it? No? None of us remember, on my team, remember what Dolezal called herself. But it was a crazy name, and I think it was, it had a, like some kind of meaning. I don't know whether Shahada has a meaning, why, or just she, it was Sinead, so she just said, well, Shah, and instead of Nade, I'll just take Hada. Like, I'm hotter than she is. Like, she hotter than her, but not as hot as that one right there. Like, she hotter. I don't know. What is now I'm curious, what's Dolezal's name? You found it? Yeah. So it's what, Nkechi? Nkechi. My producer says Dolezal's new name is Nkechi. Short for Nkechi Nyeri. Now look, they say this is her African name. It's not her African name. That is the language of some culture in Africa, and she's translated it for whatever. But it's like, it's spelled Nkechi, Nkechi. Good get. Thanks for getting that while we were doing the show. So, and it means, it's a West African cultural name, you know, like language in the name. And it's supposed to mean gift from God. I don't know. Her full name is supposed to be Nkechi Amari Diallo. Now, I know Amari Diallo is not African. At least I don't think it is. It's because it looks like it's Latin-based, like love in Diallo, which really be Diallo. But I don't know. That's Rachel Dolezal's change. But Sinead O'Connor, she's calling herself Shahada. And I don't know if she's got more to that. Does it really matter? What is this? Is this a publicity stunt? This is a one-hit wonder. Does she have anything more than that, honestly? You guys are too young to know her music, but does she have anything more than that? Let me know, folks. 844-551-8255. Sinead O'Connor, nothing compares to you, chick. You know who I'm talking about? When she converted to Islam. Are we supposed to care? The only reason I bring it up is because these white chicks convert, they give themselves a new name, and I'm thinking, what? Do you not have a career? Why are you doing? Why should we care? I don't know. For me, it's a train wreck, and I've got to watch it. I don't know why. Anyway, we've got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Women's studies. That would be a class you would think most young men would go, boy, I'm going to go get study some women when I get to college. Woohoo! If you didn't know any better, it could lure you in like a siren calling you in from the shore, like Jason and the Argonauts. Ooh, only better. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. Yeah, I saw this story, Ending Women's Studies. Excuse me, I was thinking, if I was a young man and went to college and they go, we're going to end women's studies. I'm, no, don't end it this semester. I need to understand women. Because men are from Mars and women are from Venus, right? You want to understand them. But that's not what it's about, and you know this. Women's studies is about how women have been oppressed throughout the ages. And they have been. Many societies completely dismissed women, and particularly when you were enslaved. I mean, slave women. I watched what's it called, Vikings. I watched Vikings. Man, slave women were just, I mean, wow. Rape culture? You think we have rape culture today? Go look at what happened when the Persians took over something, or when the Greeks won something, or when the Norsemen went and invaded. Every single culture, every one of them, captured the women and raped them, and either, and sometimes killed the kids, or who knows. Unbelievable. So, you know, this idea that, look, the world has, certainly the Western world has become immensely more civilized than it was back then. Women are, I mean, don't misunderstand me, women are taken advantage of, and it's unfortunate that we still have this, but so are men. Believe it or not, men are raped not as often, but they get raped as well in today's culture. At least there's a basic respect of women. I know there is for conservative men. I hold women in high esteem. Even to this day, despite the feminist movement, I hold women in high esteem. Now, it's mostly geared towards conservative women, but that's just the case. But when I see a woman out, I don't go, what are her politics? I hold her in esteem until she opens her mouth and says, man, you need to open the door for me, black man. Okay, leftist feminist, get out of here. Leave me alone. They want to end women's studies. The Hungarian government is discontinuing programs in gender studies at state-run universities. Get this. After determining the programs serve no identifiable purpose and are based on, quote, ideology rather than science. Yeah, ideology. Look, if you're a woman growing up in the 21st century, you should consider yourself fortunate. The same as blacks. Oh, and here it comes. The same as all human beings. You have the best chance of success. The best chance of individualism and finding out who you are than at any time in history, and that's even in the most oppressed areas of the world, because there's somebody who's probably looking to help you in some way. I don't care whether you're little Umbutu with the Blinky Bunk tribe in the deep dark recesses of Africa. There's somebody searching for you in order to help you and get civilization to you. And with the proliferation of all the technology, the internet and all these other things, satellite, getting a message to you has become exponentially easier than it would have been two decades ago. Certainly a century ago. You have the best opportunity. The question is, you know, will you get found and will you get to take advantage of it? I can't answer that. But what I can tell you is, no matter who you are, if you do find your way out, don't be a victim. Women have overcome. I'm talking about in America, have overcome. Women in Europe have overcome. There are no more migrating hordes that come in and rape and pillage and take slaves. You know, I mean, I'm talking about in a civilized world. Sure, there's tons of slaves in the Middle East. Concubines, all of it. And, I mean, the most debaucherous things that happen to the most inhumane things that happen to people happen in the Middle East, some parts of Africa. But in the Western world, in the civilized world, women are feasting, as is every other human group. So the Hungarian government recognized this and said, you know what, enough is enough. Here's this guy's name, and I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's Bence Rotvari, Secretary of State and Ministry of Human Resources. He said that university degrees must be rooted in scientific basis, whereas gender studies, like Marxist-Leninism, are more aptly termed ideology than science and are inappropriate matter for university-level education. Now, this is exactly what seeking educational excellence is doing. That's what our group, we call it C, is doing. We're saying, why would you send your kid to college and allow them to teach this kind of not ideology, not science, teach ideology to your kid, so when your daughter leaves college, who was a well-adjusted young lady, she comes out a militant feminist. Suddenly, she recognizes all the inhumanity that happened to women throughout the ages as if it were happening to her, and it isn't. That's what they've done to black kids. They want us to believe all the ills of anything that happens to you. If you get a paper cut, it's because of the butterfly effect of some white slave master 150, 200 years ago. That's why that happened to you, Kevin. That white racist slave owner. that owned our great-great-great-great-grandparents. No, no, I wasn't. I just got a paper cut. I was picking up. I got them too fast. I picked it up too fast and got it. That's what it was. No, my brother. A spokesman for the Hungarian government said there is no demand for gender studies graduates in the Hungarian job market. There you go. College is supposed to prepare you for a career of doing something. Higher education is supposed... I mean, here's what I look at. You go through high school, you find your aptitude, then you choose the type of college that can bring out whatever it is you're good at. What we've done is we say, all these colleges are cookie cutter. Let's make them all about diversity and social justice and all this other nonsense. And instead of like saying, no, Kevin, you're good in industrial arts. You think differently. We're going to put you into political science, business, and engineering, and you're going to learn all the politics and business and engineering of, you know, all that. Because that's essentially where I ended up. I didn't do poli sci, but I mean, I'm there. But it was my logical brain that brought it to that. Colleges don't look for the things that you do good. They actually look for the, to flunk you out. They look for ways to get rid of you. I think it's so ridiculous. It's antithetical to how we think about what college should be. High school should have honed you and gotten you focused into, I'm really good at this. And then you choose that college based on it. And that college should be, you like to cook here. You like to clean here. You like service industry here. You like distribution, manufacturing, whatever. Business, engineering, whatever. We got it for you. But they don't do that. And so now we got all these worthless degrees that we pay for. Women's studies and ethnic studies. It's ridiculous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against three senior North Korean officials, including a top aide to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Now, these sanctions were in response to the North Korean regime's ongoing serious human rights abuses and censorship. The protests over French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies continue, although the French president did take to the airwaves and believes that everyone needs to come together as a nation.
I don't want to be divided. I don't want the French people to be divided.
Friendship is what must unite this country. I want this because it is precisely because of this that I ran for office in order to reconcile all the French people.
President Trump is reviewing candidates to replace outgoing Chief of Staff John Kelly. Nick Ayers, Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, was thought to be a leading candidate, but he said thanks, but no thanks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, I love what James O'Keefe has done. He said he was gonna have an October surprise, and I was a little leery. I've seen a little bit of leak about some things. I know he got the guy from Tennessee, Bredesen or something like that. Bredesen or something like that. Anyway, Senate candidate, Democrat, to admit, his staffers to admit, hey, you know, he's just telling people what they want to hear. He's trying to win over moderates. He needs to win a seat. He's done the same thing now with Claire McCaskill. And guess what? Kyrsten Sinema did it to herself. So I'd like to focus on that for this segment because I think it's amazing that you can't tell the truth in politics. Look, somebody, they write to me all the time. They say things like, Kevin, I disagree with you on such and such. And I go, fantastic. I had a lady, I was speaking at an event. She says to me, I said, how'd you like it? I could tell she was sort of a lefty, big black girl. She said, well, you know, I really like the way you ended it. I like that. And I said, okay, well, you found something good. She goes, yeah. She goes, I'm not going to lie. I didn't agree with everything. I said, do you agree with everything with anybody? And she goes, well, you got a point. I said, no. I said, look, what you have to ask when you think when we disagree is what's the motivation? Am I anti-black? Am I anti-woman? Am I anti- And the answer is no. I'm not anti-much. I'm anti-pedophile. I'm anti-liar, cheat, scoundrel. You know? And occasionally, you know what? I lie. And I'm anti-me when I do. But here's the deal. The motivation is what you really want to look at. There's not anybody in this world that I'm against as long as they're not against doing anything negative to somebody else. I'm not against you. I don't care. I don't care about your lifestyle in any way, shape, or form. If it's not hurting, you know, a man, woman, or child, or animal for that matter, do your thing. So we have to agree that we won't always agree on how that's going to occur, how we want to accomplish in life what we want, but that's okay. You may say, I want to be a millionaire, and I go, great. So do I. But we may have two completely different ways of going about it. And you go, man, I'm going to get mine through art. And I'm going to go, boy, I got no artistic talent. There's no way I could do it. But I'm not going to call you stupid because you want to do it. Even if you're not a good artist, I won't tell you that you can't do it. There are many people that I don't think can really are that talented that sing and dance and do other things. And I go, I don't know why people pay for it, but somebody does. I'm not the purveyor of everything that's made into art. So if we can agree on these things, you know, we can agree to disagree that as long as we are reaching to the same thing. She would say to me, Kevin, I want what's best for black folks. And I'd say, so do I. So you go about it your way, I'll go about it mine. Here's the deal. I don't know you, so I don't know how successful yours is, you know, how it's becoming. But I know how successful mine is, and I also can tell you who's been impacted. I'm just giving you some ideas around it. Anyway, I want to play a couple of these. First, let's go with Kyrsten Sinema, because she's shooting herself in the foot, and I love it, because she does not deserve to be the next senator from Arizona. We don't need a lefty like her, and she's hardcore, but she wants to come off independent. And you want the funniest thing about it is she does not call herself a Democrat in any ad I've ever seen. She's been doing military commercials with her brother, who's a Marine, pro-veteran, pro-law enforcement, pro-border, and the whole deal, and I don't find her to be any of those things. Her social agenda is very radically leftist, but she won't say she's a Democrat. She'll say an independent thinker and things like that. She makes you believe that, you know, I'm for both sides. I work across the aisle. Yeah, like McCain and Flake, huh? Anyway, here's her clip.
Arizona is the state of the five C's, but I would add a sixth C. It's called crazy. And I want to talk to you about some of the things that I think that you can do to stop your state from becoming Arizona. And my state, Arizona, is clearly the meth lab of democracy. People would watch what was happening in Arizona and be like, damn, those people are crazy. And I want to talk to you about some of the things that I think that you can do to stop your state from becoming Arizona.
Now, Project Veritas didn't shoot that video, but I will tell you, they might as well have, because it was great. I don't know who went after Kyrsten Sinema, who decided, you know what, I'm going to post this. You know, it's probably, I don't know if it was opposition, but you go to these events, you got to know people are listening to what you say. Lord knows, I did a tweet, and Fox fired me. One of the biggest mistakes they've made, I'm not going to say it's the biggest mistake they've made, but it's a big mistake. Fox doesn't understand that, you know, I've got a lot more talent. They do understand it. I'm not going to say that. That's not the case. They do understand my talent, but they just decided they don't need it. But people are always looking for people, and it's on both sides. And somebody put this out there. But those are her own words. That wasn't somebody sticking a microphone in her face and saying, say something. She called us, the Arizona people, essentially the meth. You know, like the people here think like meth heads, and you would get the impression that she doesn't like the state. And what she's saying to a majority of people in the state who've for the most part have voted Republican, they're a bunch of idiots. Why would you want to follow us? Here's how not to become us. That's what she's saying. I find that so just, I mean, it's amazing. So good for her that she's putting a nail in her own coffin. Because that's what she's done. Now let's move on, because I wanted to show you what Project Veritas did. And they've been doing a series of these interviews in some tight races, and I think this is a fantastic job by James O'Keefe. I always wonder what this kid's going to get into. He's not a kid anymore. He's starting to look old, too. But it's a fantastic job that's been done by him to go out and get these people to say the things that they want. And I tell you, it's going to make them very afraid. It's going to make these campaigns have a tough time. Like, who's really with us? Anyway, here's O'Keefe.
It's something that Darcy found out the other day. That Planned Parenthood will never donate money to Claire, even though she's very pro-choice, because they don't want to ostracize those pro-life Democrats that might not vote for her.
Yeah, that's true.
If there's Planned Parenthood.
So they just funnel it through Emily's list?
I'll text you.
Probably.
I know.
Okay.
They go through, like, other means to get us that money. They specifically will not donate to us.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So what we have is the Claire McCaskill campaign showing how the Democrats are scheming. In this case, Planned Parenthood says, look, we understand how toxic it could be where you are in the Bible Belt. So we're not going to support you directly, Claire McCaskill, but we'll go through other means to do this. Now, this isn't the way this was set up. It wasn't the way it was meant to be when it was set up. What I'm talking about is these 501c3s, these organizations that are supposed to be nonpartisan. They're supposed to be set up in order to do their specific thing. But what they do is they funnel money around. We've got this elaborate system that funnels money around. And it's become political. I saw the amount of money that Planned Parenthood donated for the last 3 years. I think Charlie Kirk tweeted it. And it's a crazy amount of money. It's sick. How much money that it's probably gone up, no exaggeration, at least fivefold. I think it was tenfold. Something like $30 million. How do you ask for for taxpayer money, then take that money and fund every Democrat radical on the planet and think that's okay. How do we let them get away with this? Here's another one, the story. A Mississippi senator won't debate. Appointed Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith has been caught in a lie, saying she won't debate Chris McDaniel because she believes it will benefit him. Cindy Hyde-Smith has been lying to the Mississippi voters, telling them she can't debate because of her schedule, when in reality, she's not doing it because she lacks the ability to answer difficult questions about her years as a D.C. lobbyist and her Democrat past. Her handlers know that once the people of Mississippi hear the truth, her support will evaporate. Now, she very well... I don't know anything about her. I don't know anything about this race in Mississippi except to tell you that if your opponent wants to debate, there should be a mandatory thing that says you must debate. I'm talking about if it's down to the two or three people, debate. Let the people see what's going on here. Let a person have to answer questions. We got all these political ads running. I hate this time of the season. I hate it because you're bombarded. And literally, people will run ads right after each other. I hate Kyrsten Sinema. I hate Martha McSally. Martha McSally hates, you know, I mean, it's a hate fest. She does something stupid. No, she's stupid than I am. No, she's really more stupid. She's more stupid. And it just becomes a joke. But that's where we are. So anyway, this lady says, right now, my opponent does not have enough money to get on TV. And my guys are saying... That's like handing him a $200,000 campaign donation because he's way down in the polls. Now, I understand the strategy of that. She's saying, I don't want to debate this guy. I'm kicking his butt. Why should I bother? Now, and I get it. People might be saying, Kevin, why should she have to debate it? You know, if she's ahead, what would you be saying if our guy was ahead? I'd be saying, let's debate it. Because if our guy's ahead, he's ahead for a reason. I want the best person in there. I don't care about Republican or Democrat. Look, it's like I say, I'm on this radio show day in, day out. I'll debate anybody, any leftist you put up here. I will debate them and crush them right before your very eyes.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we started putting together this list, and I know it's early, and I didn't think of it as a like an end-of-year list, but I think we probably should. And it was the biggest loser of 2018. And there's so many of them. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you talking to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The biggest loser of 2018. Wow. You go back to 2016, it's pretty easy, right? Oh, man. See, I'm chuckling because I'm thinking about that look on the face of the left when Hillary Clinton lost. And we picked the biggest loser. The biggest loser was the Democratic Party. And you can subdivide. You could say, oh, it was Obama. It was Hillary Clinton. Certainly Hillary Clinton. I mean, she comes to mind, right? Hillary Clinton, biggest loser of 2016. But the Democrats in general, think about all the people that are now, that are connected to that loss. And it brings us into 2018 because it's taken us 2 years to come to Jesus on this thing. You know what I'm saying? 2018, who would it be? Because like if you would say, well, it's Hillary Clinton and then Barack Obama because he's part of that cabal. James Comey was in the midst of all that. He was a pretty big loser in 2016 and on and on. In 2017, kind of tough to pick. But, I mean, if I went back and looked, I could probably figure it out. But I still think it's the same. Now, 2018, we got a whole new cast of characters. Yep, it's still Democrats in general, unquestionably. Hillary Clinton, a perennial favorite, she will be one of the biggest losers until we make her the biggest loser when we put her big old buttocks in behind bars. Her husband, Bill Clinton. But Bill started losing in 2016 when he was no longer the secret weapon. And he's been fortunate to stay out of prison, so I can't call him a loser just yet. Bill Cosby, he's got to be at the top of the list, right? Because Bill gets convicted of a four decades old shenanigans that, quite frankly, I don't believe. I know, who doesn't believe against Bill Cosby? I don't believe it. I'll just go on record of saying I don't believe any of these women. I think they're all a bunch of profiteers looking to make money off the legacy of a guy who was an icon. Was he perfect? Heck no, he wasn't. Neither any of us. But I'll tell you this, if you're going to tell me this guy who was a Hollywood leading man, the black dude, he was this freaking Sammy Davis Jr. Think about Sammy Davis Jr. hanging out with the top people in Hollywood. Sinatra, Dean Martin, you know, all these different guys, the Rat Pack. And that would be Sammy Davis had to put some Rohypnol in people's drink. Sammy Davis Jr. was, let me just tell you, if Sinatra could get some, Sammy was getting some too. And he didn't have to do anything. Sammy was part of the pack. Cosby was his, I mean, it was amazing what this guy did. Oh, Bill Cosby, he did this to me. You were happy. You were so fortunate to be around Bill Cosby back in the day. Shut up. But it's become politically correct to say, oh, look at what that Cosby did. Look, it's nonsense. And if I got to be one of the few people that says I'll stand up for Cosby, fine. Look, here's the thing. I don't know whether he did or he didn't. That's not the point of this. The point is, you can't adjudicate something 40, 50 years later that should have been adjudicated long ago, number one, because you don't understand the circumstances. Cosby's 80-something years old trying to remember. The dude can't remember where he put his teeth. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to tell me that this is a guy that you want to relate. Anybody, for that matter. I don't believe the women can think back that far.
Oh, stay with me forever.
Yeah, right. Hanging out with one of Hollywood's biggest stars, wanting to be there, and getting your pictures. I bet you money, every one of these women, except maybe the ones he supposedly had affairs with, they got pictures galore just smiling and hanging on to Bill Cosby because he was the man. Don't give me this nonsense. See, that's that Me Too subject. Oh, Kevin, oh, it's always better to believe the woman and you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. No, you give the benefit of the doubt based on circumstances. Are you out of your mind? Do you know what went? It's like some woman saying, Brad Pitt, I can't believe Brad Pitt, he tried to hit on me. What? Shut up. There would be nobody in their right mind who would believe, oh, Brad Pitt, he did. I mean, it would be so unbelievable, but let's do Cosby. You know, by the way, Bill Clinton is completely exonerated because why? Because he's so good looking. There's a hell of a lot more evidence about what Bill Clinton did than what Cosby did, and Cosby sits in prison. That's ridiculous to me. So, biggest loser of 2018, Cosby's up there. What about Michael Avenatti? Ooh, Avenatti, creepy porn lawyer. This guy, I don't know what his reputation was prior, but it doesn't look too good. I mean, if creepy porn lawyer, just think if he had a decent, client and wasn't representing porn stars and girls that love to go to gang rapes. I mean, he's not a bad looking guy. He speaks well. You would think he would be able to make some hay without having to gutter search, but apparently that's what he likes, hanging out in the gutter. He's a contender. Who do you think? 844-551-8255. What about Spartacus Booker? Cory Booker. Cory Booker actually believes himself to be a player in politics. That's how delusional the left has made him. He thinks he's a player. He's up stumping in Iowa, making his presidential, you know, that's where you go when you're exploring being president. Good luck with that, Corey. Dianne Feinstein. Feinstein? Is it Feinstein? I tell you what, the Jews got to let me know. Is it Stein or Stein? Because Stein should be S-T-I-N-E. But Feinstein, E-I-N, the E comes before the I. I don't want to get all into their business, but it's confusing. But anyway, Feinstein, she's got to be. By the way, she's talking about still continuing the lawsuit, whatever, the prosecution or whatever, revisiting the case against Kavanaugh. I mean, this is a woman who knows the deal. She knows that the people she represent lie, but like Elizabeth Warren, she's got to prove that she's a liar. But she's up there. Who else we got? The FBI in general? I mean, the FBI is about to be completely outed. I mean, this was a venerable organization that was held in the utmost of esteem and respect. And now the FBI is looked at like, the FBI is going to look into it. Okay, well, whatever. So they certainly have a case for, I mean, they got sullied big time. And now this is in 2016. I'll give them 2017. I'm going to probably throw Mueller in the mix because, you know, they were out of the mix for the most part. But 2018, now you'd think they'd start cleaning up their image. Hey, we're the new and improved FBI, you know, start running some commercials, some PSAs. You know, James Comey's no longer our homie. Hello, America. I'm the spokesperson for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and we want to win you back. I need to see a PSA because they have been sullied. This Kavanaugh thing, you know, that maybe that's their PSA. You know, we looked into Kavanaugh, and America, you're welcome.
Oh, man.
Then when you start, you know, looking at the people involved. So, Comey, it's going to be a bad year for James Comey. Guys, do you understand right now that the Democrats are scrambling around this country trying to figure out how to deal with the bad news of the judge, this judge, Royce Lamberth, who came back and said, are you kidding me? How could you not prosecute Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, and all of her staff? That's going to get reopened. Even feckless Jeff Sessions is going to have to reopen this case. That's one. That's going to point the finger at Comey. We've had proof now that they slow-walked the emails from Wiener. So who was all involved with this? James Comey, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, Lisa Page. Things can't be too happy at the Page household, given that she was messing around with Peter Strzok. And, I mean, he's a demon-looking dude, right? So he's in the mix. What about the women that tried to accuse Kavanaugh? Should they be put in there? What do you guys think? I think they should. I think they are top contenders. Christine Blasey Ford, where is she? She's out spending that $1 million she earned from the GoFundMe. So maybe she can't be included because she's got her money from GoFundMe. But what about Julie Swetnick? I alluded to her earlier. A woman that says she went to 10 gang rapes before it finally happened to her. Some people might say you were looking for it, Julie. You tell us, who's the biggest loser of 2018 so far?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.